We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Today I have brought to you another interesting topic. And yes, this time it's the sun.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
The sun is the integral part of our solar system. The word solar in the solar system indicates to the sun. After the sun, the first planet that is the hottest planet in our solar system after the sun is Mercury. After that comes Venus. And after that, on the third number, comes our planet that we live in, the Earth. What is the sun? Is it a planet? Let me take you somewhere where I can explain it to you even better.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
No, actually, it's a star. The size of the sun is around 1,392,000 kilometers. Over 1 million of our Earths can fit inside the sun. So it's quite big. The sun contains up to 99.8% of the whole solar system's mass. Around 74% of the sun's mass is made up of hydrogen. Helium makes up to around 24%, while more heavier elements like oxygen, carbon, iron, and neon take up the rest of the percentage. How much time does the sunlight take to reach the Earth?
We thank you, Allah.
It takes up to around only 8 minutes. The temperature of the sun's surface is about 5,600 centigrade. Just imagine leaving the comfort of your home on a hot sunny day. Unlike you're like me, I like to experience everything.
Alhamdulillah.
The sun is around 4.6 billion years old. Just imagine 4.6 billion. That's such a large number to imagine. And in these 4.6 billion years, the sun has burned up half of its hydrogen. The distance from the sun to our Earth is about 150 million kilometers. But it doesn't stay right there. It keeps moving from around 147 million kilometers to 152 million kilometers. How many layers does the sun consist of? The atmosphere of the sun consists of three main layers. The three layers are the photosphere, the chromosphere, and the corona. The sun isn't like the Earth. The Earth is mainly solid, but the sun is mainly gaseous. So even if someone tries to land on the sun, he can't, because he would just drown in gas. The sun rotates on its axis once every 26 days.
We thank you, Allah.
Dear friends, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once stated about the sun, the best day that the sun has ever risen is on the day of Friday. Because on that day, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created, and that hour will never be established except on the day of Friday. Dear friends, have you ever thought that Allah azza wa jal has given such a nice gift to us that we use every day, the sun? So just think about it once, that how much of a big gift this is.